Good morning and welcome to Thursday. Welcome to those of you online, guests, working friends, community, anyone else who happens to be listening. Can I suggest that for the next bit you just close your eyes and listen? Lord, we thank you for this day and ask for your reassurance of your presence in it with us. Amen. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to beings that by nature are not gods. Now, however, that you have come to know God, or rather, to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and beggarly elemental principles? How can you want to be enslaved to them again? You're observing special days and holy days and fasting days and months and seasons and years. I'm afraid that my work for you may have been wasted. Brothers and sisters, I beg you, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You have done me no wrong. You know that it was because of a physical infirmity that I first announced the gospel to you. Though my condition put you to the test, you did not scorn or despise me, but welcomed me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What has become of the goodwill that you felt? For I testify that, had it been possible, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? They make much of you, but for no good purpose. They want to exclude you, so that you may make much of them. It is good to be made much of for a good purpose at all times, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, for whom I am again in the pain of childbirth, until Christ is formed in you. I wish I was present with you now and could change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. That was Galatians 4:8-20. This morning prayer, I'm going to break most of the guidelines for how we do morning prayer. So, I hope you stick with me. And if you don't like what I do now, come back in probably about an hour's time when I do the reflection for the walking group. You might find that a little more satisfying. So, for those of you who want to follow along in the Bible, it's in the Chapel Bible, it's page 1170. Galatians 4:8-20. Can I suggest that you don't read ahead? I know it's really tempting. I'm very bad at that. But just try and stick with the bit that we're in. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I became like you. You did me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. And even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. Where then is your blessing of me now? I can testify that if you could have done so, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? Those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us, so that you may have zeal for them. It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, not just when I am with you. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you, how I wish I could be with you now and change my tone, because I am perplexed about you. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You're observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I became like you. You did me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. And even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. Where then is your blessing of me now? I can testify that if you could have done so, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? Those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us, so that you may have zeal for them. It is fine to be zealous, provided that the purpose is good, and to be so always, not just when I am with you. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you, how I wish I could be with you now and change my tone, because I am perplexed about you. Lord, we thank you for this day and ask for your reassurance that you are with us in it. Amen. Thank you all for joining me for prayer this morning. We're going to continue through Galatians for next week, so I do hope you can either be here or listen online to that. And shortly, breakfast will be served downstairs.